Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This time we're going to really zero in on something I think a lot of Vermonters out there care about, and that's education in the Green Mountain State.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we're going to go beyond just the headlines this time and really take a deep dive into the March 2025 issue of 802 Ed Vermont Education News and Opportunities.
Right.
This newsletter is, well, it's really a gem. And I think our listeners are really going to get a lot out of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great resource for anybody who really wants to get a handle on all the ins and outs and, you know, all the different moving parts of Vermont's education system. I mean, you've got everything from funding challenges to, you know, just really innovative teaching practices.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what's always top of mind for people, especially if you've got kids in school, is the budget.
Oh, for sure.
It's like every year you kind of hold your breath and wonder like, okay, is this going to be the year that things go sideways?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it also shows how much Vermonters really value education. Mm. I mean, they're willing to put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're definitely invested in their children's future. But I think they also want to make sure that all those resources are, you know, actually being used well.
Absolutely. Accountability. I think we've got some good news this year, at least on that front.
Oh.
802 Ed is reporting over 90% of school budgets passed.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I know. Huge sigh of relief, I think, after, you know, all the drama last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
But it also does raise some interesting questions.
Uh-oh, like what?
The newsletter mentions the governor's pretty ambitious education plan, but it sounds like, you know, people aren't really buying it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's sort of generating more questions than answers at this point.
Really?
Yeah, people just want to know, like, okay, how are we actually going to do this? You know, where's the money going to come from? Is this really going to work for every student? You know, so I get why people are a little bit, you know, hesitant.
Yeah, I mean, one commentator even said that the plan's probably just going to, you know, vanish slowly into the great lost swamp of ill-begotten ideas.
Ooh.
That's pretty vivid.
Yeah.
But I think it does kind of highlight, you know, the fact that nobody really knows what's going to happen with this thing.
Right. And I think it speaks to the fact that people want more transparency. They want to know, like, okay, if we're going to do this, how are we going to do this? And how is it actually going to make things better for schools all across the state?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And I think that this budget success, and then you've got this skepticism about the governor's plan, I think it really sets the stage for a bigger conversation, right, about funding education in Vermont. Like, where is the money coming from? How are these decisions being made? And how do we make sure every student benefits, you know, no matter where they live or, you know, their background?
Yeah, those are the million-dollar questions, aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah, and I think those are the questions Vermonters are really thinking about right now.
All right, so let's move on to another topic that seems to be getting a lot of people riled up, and that is universal school meals.
Oh, yeah.
So the governor has proposed, you know, we're going to get rid of this. And oh, my gosh, you should see how strongly people feel about this on both sides.
Yeah, this one really gets to the heart of what we value as a society.
Right.
Like, do we believe that every single kid deserves to have a healthy meal at school no matter how much money their family makes?
Right.
Or do we say, okay, you know, we should focus on, you know, just helping the people who need it the most?
And I think 802 Ed actually did a really good job of showing both sides of this argument. There was one quote that really jumped out at me. Someone said, "No child should have to prove they are poor enough to deserve a meal."
Yeah, I mean, that's powerful. I mean, it really shows how, you know, some of these programs can make people feel ashamed.
Right.
Right. Like they're being singled out because they need help.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And ending universal meals, I mean, it could make things worse. You know, you might end up with kids who feel like they're less than because they need a little extra help.
And this isn't just like a what if scenario.
Oh, really?
802 Ed actually included a survey in their newsletter and they asked their readers what they thought about this.
Oh, wow. And
overwhelmingly, Vermonters want to keep universal meals. I mean, they see it as an investment, you know, in all kids.
Yeah. I mean, it shows you just how much Vermonters care about this issue. They get that if a kid's hungry, they're not going to learn as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's talk about another big problem facing schools. And this is true all across the country, but we're seeing it here in Vermont, too. And that's staffing shortages.
It's a tough one for sure.
802 Ed actually mentions that UVM has put a freeze on hiring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're blaming it on national trends. You know, probably some budget issues, too, I would imagine.
Yeah. It's a tough spot to be in, especially when you think about how much is being asked of teachers and staff these days. It's like they're constantly being asked to do more with less. And that's just not sustainable, you know?
No. But there is some good news in all this.
Oh, good. Tell me something good.
The newsletter is saying that there are fewer vacancies for school health staff.
Oh, that's great news.
I know, right?
Yeah.
When you think about how important these people are for our kids, you know, both their physical and mental health, that's a big win.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, school nurses and counselors, you know, these folks are dealing with everything from, you know, kids who are struggling emotionally to chronic illnesses. So yeah, having a full staff, I mean, that can make all the difference in the world.
You know, I was reading through 802 Ed and I came across this job posting and I'm like, what?
What is it?
They're looking for an assistant superintendent at the Marble Valley Regional Correctional Facility.
Oh, wow.
And the focus is on discipline.
Hmm, that's interesting.
I never even knew that was a job.
Mm. Yeah, it just goes to show you that education doesn't always happen in a traditional classroom.
That's true.
Prisons have a responsibility to provide education to inmates, and it's got its own unique set of challenges and, you know, opportunities.
And, you know, while we're talking about staff, and 802 had also mentioned that some school districts and supervisor unions actually had to make some pretty tough decisions.
Oh, no. Like what?
They had to cut staff before they even went to the community for the budget vote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate, but it's kind of the reality in a lot of districts across Vermont. You know, balancing the budget often means making tough choices, and sometimes it means cutting staff.
Right.
But, you know, you got to think about the long-term impact of these decisions. You know, what happens when you have fewer teachers? You end up with bigger class sizes, you know, fewer resources for individual students. And so it really makes you wonder, you know, how these cuts are going to affect the quality of education and just the overall school experience.
Yeah, I mean, are we really setting kids up for success if they don't have the support they need?
Right, exactly. I mean, it just underscores the need for creative solutions and, you know, a real commitment to making sure education is funded. You know, when we invest in schools, we're investing in the future of Vermont.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about something that's really gaining momentum all across the country, and that is the idea of student voice.
Interesting.
So 802 Ed, you know, they highlight a story about a group of Vermont students. They went to the State House and they're advocating for something pretty radical.
Oh, really? What's that?
They want schools to be phone free.
Wow. I bet that got people talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can imagine some people are like, oh, my gosh, kids are so distracted by their phones. You know, it's a disaster. And then you've got other people say, wait a minute. Yeah, phones are powerful tools. You can do so much with them.
Right. I mean, it's a tricky issue.
Yeah.
There are valid points on both sides.
But what I find really inspiring is that these students are actually getting involved. They're speaking up about what they think.
Absolutely.
And they want to have a say in, you know, what their education looks like. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. It shows you the power of student voice.
Yeah.
You know, we should be listening to these kids.
Absolutely.
They're the ones in the classrooms every day.
Right.
And their ideas are really important if we want to make our schools better.
Yeah.
For everybody.
This is definitely a topic that we're going to keep coming back to.
Okay.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, I want to kind of zoom out a little bit and talk about some of the bigger trends that are shaping education here in Vermont.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's see what else is going on.
It's amazing how all these national conversations about education end up playing out here in Vermont. Mm. You know, we've got our own unique challenges and circumstances, but we're still part of this big movement to make education better for everyone.
Right. And I think 802 Ed does a really good job of showing how all of these different things connect. One thing that I found super interesting in this issue was the discussion about school funding. Remember how we were talking about all those budget wins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out there might be more to the story.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Well, the newsletter is saying that the administration decided to use some money that was supposed to go to childcare, and they used it to cover general fund spending.
Huh.
And we're not talking about a small amount of money here. It's like $19 million.
Yeah, $19 million. Wow. Yeah, I can see why people would be upset about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated, right? You've got this need to balance the budget and make sure all the essential services are funded.
Right.
But then on the other hand, you've got to think about what happens when you take money away from programs like childcare. Those programs are so important for working families.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if this is really the best decision in the long run. It's like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly. And it shows how everything's connected.
Yeah.
You know, you make a decision about childcare funding and it ends up affecting education, too. It's a good reminder that we have to think about how our policies impact everyone.
Okay, so moving on from the budget stuff, 802 Ed also talks about some really interesting things that are happening in classrooms. There's this article about the challenges teachers face when they try to acknowledge Native American land in U.S. history classes.
Oh, yeah. That's such an important conversation. And it's happening everywhere right now. You know, as we're trying to deal with our country's past and create schools that are more inclusive and fair, we need to be really careful about how we talk about and respect the experiences of Indigenous people.
Totally. And the newsletter mentioned that there was a rally at the State House.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, where people who support public education, including some students, talked about how important it is to recognize Indigenous history and perspectives.
It's great that students are getting involved in these discussions. They bring new ideas and challenge us to really think about how we teach history. It shows that education isn't just about learning facts, it's also about shaping our values and understanding each other.
Right, absolutely. Speaking of challenging the way we think, 802 Ed also talked about this really fascinating study. It was done by a couple of economists who won a Nobel Prize.
Oh, wow.
And they were saying that math is about so much more than just what you learn in school.
Really?
It's a way of thinking, a way of solving problems. And it applies to, like, every part of our lives.
That's interesting. I mean, it kind of challenges the idea that math is just about memorizing formulas and equations.
Right, exactly.
It's more like math can help you figure out the world around you.
So it makes you think about how we can make math more engaging for kids. You know, how do we connect it to real life and help them understand how powerful it can be?
Yeah. It's not just about getting the right answer. It's about developing your mind to be more flexible and able to handle any kind of challenge.
And 802 Ed also gives us a look at some of the professional development opportunities that are out there for teachers here in Vermont.
It's great to see so many different options for teachers to learn and grow. You know, they've got everything from workshops on supporting students with behavioral issues to trainings on how to recognize and respond to mental health concerns in young people.
Yeah, and these kinds of professional development programs are so important. They give educators the skills and knowledge they need to support all different kinds of learners.
Absolutely. I mean, every student is different, right? And teachers need the tools to be able to help every single one of them succeed.
Right. And 802 Ed also highlights some cool grant opportunities. There's one for school technology projects.
Well, that's cool.
I think that could be a huge deal for some districts. You know, it could give them a chance to use some really innovative technology to make learning more exciting and engaging for their students.
Yeah, technology can be an amazing tool for education. It's all about using it in a smart and strategic way. You know, this grant could help schools do things like create more personalized learning experiences for students.
Okay, so we've talked about budget debates, student activism, professional development. It's clear that there's a lot going on in Vermont education, and 802 Ed really gives us a good look at all of these moving parts.
Yeah, it's a really dynamic and exciting time to be involved in education in Vermont.
Totally. There are definitely some challenges, but there's also so much innovation and passion for the people who are working hard to make sure every student in Vermont has a chance to thrive.
It's inspiring to see.
Before we move on to our final thoughts, there's one more thing from 802 Ed that I wanted to mention, and that is the growing trend of homeschooling here in Vermont.
Homeschooling?
Yeah, apparently more and more families are choosing to educate their kids at home. And there are all sorts of reasons why they're doing it.
I wonder what those reasons are.
Well, 802 Ed says that some families choose homeschooling for religious reasons.
Oh, okay.
And others are looking for a more personalized or flexible learning environment.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And there are lots of support groups and resources available now for homeschooling families here in Vermont.
That's great.
It's really cool to see this growing community of people who are so passionate about this different approach to education.
It's important to remember that there's no one right way to educate a child. What works for one family might not work for another. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of our education system. It gives families choices so they can find what works best for their kids and their values.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
yeah,
what are some of the big takeaways that are standing out to you?
You know, I'm really struck by how resilient and adaptable Vermont's education system is. We're facing some tough challenges, but there's also a lot of creativity and innovation going on. And there's a real commitment to making sure every student succeeds.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's really inspiring to see how educators, students, and families are all working together to shape the future of education in Vermont.
Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into education here in Vermont, it's clear that there's a lot to think about. We've gone from budget battles to the whole debate over universal school meals to the changing role of technology in classrooms. We've covered a lot.
Yeah, it has been a really interesting journey exploring all of these issues with you. You know, there are definitely some big challenges facing education in Vermont, but think 802.ed has also shown us a lot of positive things happening, and it shows how much people are dedicated to making things better.
I agree. I mean, there's this real sense of community and shared purpose when it comes to education here in Vermont. People really want all students to have a chance to succeed, and they're not afraid to have those tough conversations about how to get there.
Exactly. And one of the things I found most encouraging in this deep dive is the focus on student voice. We're seeing students step up and speak out about things that matter to them, like pushing for phone-free schools and participating in rallies at the State House.
It is inspiring to see young people getting so involved, and it's a reminder that we need to listen to them. I mean, they're the ones who are actually in the schools every day.
Right. They have a lot of insight into what works and what doesn't, and we need to take their ideas seriously if we want to create schools that really work for everyone.
So as we think about everything we've learned in this deep dive, what are some of the key questions that our listeners should be asking themselves?
Well, one of the most important questions is, how do we make sure that every student in Vermont has access to a good education, no matter who they are or where they live? We've seen how budget cuts and policy decisions can sometimes create inequalities. And it's so important that we prioritize funding and support for all schools, especially in communities that have been historically underserved.
That's a really great point. Equity needs to be at the heart of every conversation we have about education. And it's not just about money. It's about making sure that all students have access to the resources and support they need to succeed. Things like qualified teachers, engaging curriculum, and a positive and supportive learning environment.
Another big question is, how do we prepare Vermont students for the future? The world is changing so fast, and the skills that students need to succeed are evolving all the time. So how can our education system adapt to meet these challenges? How do we make sure that our graduates are prepared for a future that's more complex and interconnected than ever before?
These are all great questions, and I really hope our listeners will take some time to explore the 802.ed newsletter and continue these conversations in their own communities.
Yeah, it's a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to stay informed about what's happening in Vermont education. And it's a great way to connect with other people who care about creating a brighter future for our kids.
Well, with that, we've come to the end of our deep dive. But the learning doesn't stop here. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep speaking up for the kind of education system we want for all Vermont students. Until next time, stay curious.